You have questions about Connecticut personal injury law? Then you've found your podcast. Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean keeps it real. Straight talk, live from Glastonbury, Connecticut. This is Ryan McKean.
Connecticut car accident attorney Ryan McKean here. Recently, our firm, Connecticut Trial Firm, has been in the news. Big, big legal news in the state of Connecticut. We settled one of the largest cases this year, the Blaney case, and we'll link to this down below in wherever you're watching this and in comments. We ended up settling the case for $1.95 million. And I just want to talk about how we did this, and this was really led by attorney Andrew Garza, attorney Betsy Ingram, who ended up ultimately closing this case for our team at Connecticut Trial Firm, and just doing great, great work. And also, none of what I'm telling you here is it's been authorized to be disclosed by the client, so we don't just go talking about things without me being, and actually most of all I'm going to talk about today is public record. And we're going to link to the newspaper article on this, but a lot of people have been talking to this and reaching out and asking us really how we did this. And this is a case where our client was rear-ended on a highway over almost 3 years ago. It was the end of July 2018. Filming this right now, it's August 20, 2021, for almost 2 years. So for almost 2 full years, the insurance company didn't put any offer on this case. They offered $0. And in fact, what they did is they chose to blame our client. They said our client must have stopped short and caused the vehicle behind them to drive into them at highway speeds and rear-end our clients, the Blaneys. And they blamed our client, right? So we knew when they were blaming our client, they weren't offering any money, that we needed to file a lawsuit. And we filed the lawsuit, and what we did is we talked to our client. We listened to what she was going through. We heard what she was going through, and we understood her story. We also were very diligent in getting the medical records and medical bills as they came in. So we were on top of what she was going through and what the doctors were saying. And what we did is we talked to her doctors, we understood her case, we understood why this was related to the accident, what the impact was, what the likelihood of future injuries were and need for future care. We got the experts that we needed for the case. Attorney Ingram did, Attorney Garza did, and they really, really worked hard. And this is called, this is really what good lawyers do, is they document and build the evidence necessary, because it's not, evidence is proof. Evidence is records and pictures and testimony. So nobody ever just, takes your word for it. Because if you tell a jury, like, well, I was really hurt, it doesn't really carry a lot of weight unless you have the doctors supporting that and explaining why a car accident can cause this to happen to a person, okay? And so they first offered some money on this, and it was about a month ago, so it was about the end of June. And they said, you know what your client's gone through, we still think we have some defenses, we're gonna offer $100,000. And of course, we as lawyers, we have an ethical obligation to talk to our clients about this, but we never went back to the insurance company and negotiated. What we did is our litigation team met and we developed a strategy. We knew that we had our I's dotted and our T's crossed. We had done our assessment as to why we think the case is worth what it is worth. We had taken, Attorney Ingram took a lot of depositions to get the testimony that we need to show the insurance company what this is worth, including doctors all the way across the country to talk to them about where our client had treated. And we said to them, look, we think this case is worth very close, if not the policy of $2 million. We want to resolve this claim because resolution of a case is always good for a client. You know, our goal is always to get a case done as for as much money as possible, as quickly as possible. And sometimes that quickly as possible takes months. Sometimes it takes years. Really depends on your specific case. But what we did is we got the $100,000 offer strategized, and then what Attorney Ingram did is develop some procedural things that we could do, including the threatening of filing a PJR, pre-judgment attachment, saying that the insurance was inadequate, and telling the insurance company that if they didn't pay now, we were going to, our policy demands were off the table. We had also had filed a offer of compromise several years before, because we knew that the insurance company didn't understand the claim the way we did, and we filed an offer of compromise for $1 million. So they would have been on the hook for a whole bunch of interest, a whole bunch of other things. So that was really set up by Attorney Garza almost 2 years ago. So what we end up doing is we say, look, we want to resolve this, we'd like to get this done. And they come back and they say, no, you know, we need more time. And we say, no, we've given you enough time. This has been 3 years. This needs to get over for our client. And then they come back and they say, well, we can do $1.5 million. And we said essentially to them, what part of $1.95 didn't you understand? $1.95 is what it is. No on the 1.5. And they said, well, can you give us 10 more days? And, you know, we'd set a deadline for the date. And we said, no. We said, no, we're not going to give you 10 more days. There's nothing more about this case. There's nothing that's going to change. You've had all this information. You've seen the depots. You've seen the medical records. We know your client was at fault for this. Like, it's in our opinion, and I think you should, if you're being honest, would see that as well. And $1.95 million, and you have until 4 o'clock on a Thursday to do this. At 3:30 that Thursday, in comes the release for the $1.95 million that we had demanded. We were willing and able, we had done the work, we had the experts, and we were willing and able to take this case to trial, to take it to verdict, to expose the insurance company to some bad faith potentially, and to really muscle through the case. That's how a good personal injury firm can help you after an accident. It's all those things. It takes a lot of knowledge, it takes a lot of know-how, and it takes money to get the experts that you need to get the result that you deserve. If you have any questions about something like this, please give me a call. But before you do, understand that every single case is different. So what happened in the Blaney case, your case could be completely different. Doesn't mean that if you've been rear-ended in a highway that it's going to be, $1.95 million for you. Most cases are not $1.95 million in the state of Connecticut. But just know that you need an assessment, and past results aren't indicative of future results. So this is just sort of a case study to give you some light on what we do. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call, 860-471-8333.
You've been listening to Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean, giving you straight talk and answering your questions about Connecticut personal injury law. It's serious stuff. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan McKean, on Facebook at CT Trial Firm, on LinkedIn at Ryan McKean, and on Instagram at CT Injury Lawyer. Till next time.